Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll get into what's next with Ben Standing at 12. All right, they pick at 36. They pick at 40. Denton and I were just talking during the break. We love a player if he's there at 36. We'll tell you who that is coming up here in about 2 minutes. But I wanted you to hear what Nick Saban said last night about Jaden Daniels. He actually raved about him before the broadcast. He was on the ABC broadcast with Reese and Herb Street and the college guys, the college game day guys. But he was on with Scott after the draft. Here's what he said about Washington drafting Jaden Daniels.
LSU that you obviously had to deal with and go up against. And I'm interested in what skill you believe, Nick, he has that is most ready to translate immediately to the league that you saw firsthand.
Well, first of all, he played in pro style type of offense, and the offense was sort of built around him. The one thing that he does well that people don't maybe give him enough credit for, he has improved dramatically as a passer in the last 2 years and probably since he was at Arizona State. So this guy can throw the deep ball, and if there's anything he probably needs to do a little better, the game's going to speed up on him a little bit. He's going to have to get the ball out a little quicker, maybe at times. But the thing I like about him is he steps up in the pocket. So many of these college quarterbacks drift. They drift into the rush. So they create more problems for themselves than really in helping themselves. So he steps up in the pocket, and if it's open, he's taken off. You're going to have to defend this guy like Lamar Jackson because he is fast. Now, the only thing about that is he's going to have to work on his size and strength a little bit so he has the durability to be able to play that way. But when this guy takes off, he can actually outrun angles on defense like nobody's business. So this guy is Randall Cunningham type of runner, but a really, really good passer. Don't underestimate this guy as a passer. He's accurate. He can throw the long ball. I think he's got a good feel for the passing game. He gets the ball in the right place at the right time.
Nick Saban last night on Jaden Daniels. You know, I was listening to him a little bit, listened to Belichick a little bit. We're going to have both of those guys in the upcoming season in media roles. I think we're going to learn a lot from both of these guys. Not that there aren't guys out there that you learn a lot from anyway, but you got Belichick and Saban coming into football media in the same, you know, year. I think there's going to be a lot that we will take in from all of them. So Ben's going to join us in 5 to 6 minutes. But what's next? We'll get into even more. Look, they need an offensive lineman. They need offensive linemen. They need a pass rusher. They need a corner. I think they could use a tight end, and a wide receiver would be in play as well. But Denton and I were just talking, and we both had the exact same player that we'd love to see be available there at 36 because we both thought he would be gone in the first round, and he isn't. And that player, Denton, is...
Give us Cooper DeJean out of Iowa.
Yeah. This guy is just a flat-out, instinctive, you know, playmaking cornerback at a school that played some hellacious defense. Now, he was out last year. He got hurt during the season. But I am shocked he's still on the board at the end of the first round, and if he makes it to 36, I would take him before McKinstry. I would take him before the kid from Missouri, and there's another corner that I spent some time, the kid from Rutgers, Melton. I love Cooper DeJean. By the way, he can also return punts for you if you want him to return punts, but this guy is a star. I think in the making at corner, he just had a serious injury during the course of his final season, but apparently fully healed, fully ready to go when the season, you know, when he starts to need to work In the late spring, early summer. Cooper DeJean from Iowa would be my pick at 36 if he's on the board. Who else? Who would be next for you?
I love the idea of Patrick Paul. I think people are really seeing that name. He's a massive guy. So I think people really want him. Of course, his brother is Chris Paul, who plays here. But if Blake Fisher is available, I think he's an option you can look at. Unfortunately, it feels like a lot of the tackles, at least the guys that can play left tackle, are probably off of the board. I mean, Roger Rosengarten.
Well, Fisher's a right tackle, right?
Fisher's a right tackle. Rosengarten is a right tackle. And the thing we saw with Rosengarten is he played really well this season. That Washington offensive line was really well. Yep. He did not play well against Michigan. He was getting beaten up a little bit towards the end of that game.
Yeah, a lot of people got beat up against Michigan's defense. The kid from BYU is a possibility, Sumachia. And, you know, I know everybody just wants offensive tackle at 36 or at 40. They may take an offensive tackle, but they're in a position where they have big-time needs at a lot of spots, and you cannot take a less – you cannot draft for need tonight with these five picks. It'll come – when it comes, they're going to end up getting an offensive lineman that they like. They're going to, it'd be hard to think that at some point that player isn't at least comparable with another player on their board. But here at 36 and 40, you got a chance to get legitimate first round talent, and it fits needs like at corner. You could say the same thing about wide receiver, whether it's McConkie or Coleman or any of the two Washington receivers or Mitchell from Texas. You could say the same thing. I think now at tight end, it's now worthy of a second-round pick. I like Stover. A lot of people like Sanders from Texas or Sinnott from Kansas State. But corner is a need, although we don't know what they think of Emmanuel Forbes. Pass rusher is another thing to look at. You know, the kid Isaac from Penn State. I told you yesterday, the guy that I love after watching some of these guys is Book from Kansas. Now, I think 36 and 40 is too early for him, but they'll have an opportunity maybe at some point during the night for a guy like him. All right, Ben Standing next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.